Hi, this is What You Say in English, Season 3, Episode 15.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What You Say in English, the podcast in which I listen to you and give you my professional feedback. Before I get started, I wanted to thank Oscar, you know, the listener who sent me the amazing email I read last week. He's been a faithful follower of this show. Also, I have received quite a few requests to open more C2 proficiency courses. I have one course now with two amazing students. I started it late last year. I think it was halfway through December. The thing is that I've been quite busy lately. You may not know this, but apart from working as a teacher, I am a teacher trainer and run workshops to help other teachers prepare for exam classes. The school where I work has tasked me with a series of workshops this year on how to prepare for the B2 first exam. So that has kept me quite busy, I'm afraid. However, I may organize another round of courses for this next summer, like I did last year. Stay tuned, because if you're not in a hurry to take your C1 or C2 exam, you may want to wait for July or August. Now, to what I'd like to cover today. Lately, I've been doing quite a few episodes on exam techniques, strategies, and some other tips you will certainly find useful in exam preparation. And today, it's no different. Have you ever heard of spaced repetition? The term may sound strange to you, but it's quite established in education and learning. Spaced repetition is a powerful technique that will help you memorize information in much less time than it would take otherwise. The idea is to space out your repetitions or review sessions so that you are not trying to cram all the knowledge into your brain at once. The thing is that it's not practical to try to memorize everything within a single session. Even though our brains are technically not muscles, they should still be treated as such. Studying a textbook is like exercising your brain. But when we study, we tend to try to cram all of our studying into one day instead of spacing it out over time. Doing an all-nighter study session the day before an exam is essentially the same as trying to run thousands of miles the day before a marathon. It simply doesn't work. By cramming, you'll make your brain tired and lose whatever memories you did manage to build up. The memories in your brain become stronger through repeated spaced study sessions, which is what spaced repetition is all about. The interesting fact is that spaced repetition is a widely recognized, researched, and effective method for building vocabulary. The basic idea behind spaced repetition is that by repeating new words and phrases at gradually increasing intervals, the learner can store the information in their long-term memory and retrieve it more easily later on. Does it sound like something you'd like to learn about? Stay with me as I will walk you through what spaced repetition is and how to take advantage of it. The spaced repetition system, or spaced repetition algorithm, is a vocabulary learning technique that helps you memorize new words and phrases for the long term. As you progress from review to review, the time intervals between reviews increase until you can effortlessly recall the word even after a long break. For example, you practice the word now, then in an hour, then in one day, 2 days, 4 days, etc., until it's in your long-term memory. The interval increases only if you are able to recall the word correctly. Memory research has proven that we tend to forget newly acquired information very quickly unless we reinforce this information. In fact, we tend to forget 50% of the new information within days after learning it. Experts usually illustrate this by means of a curve over a graph. The concept of this learning, or forgetting curve, demonstrates how we lose new knowledge. Anytime you learn something new, your goal should be to flatten that forgetting curve. I mean, to extend the time the information fades away. The best way to achieve that is by what researchers call active recall. compared to matching meanings as in multiple choice quizzes, active recall is the process of retrieving information from your memory. Let me illustrate this. Imagine you want to stop by a bakery in, let's say, Lisbon and want to buy a loaf of bread. Before you even approach the shop, you try to remember how to say bread in Portuguese. This is only an example. I actually have no idea how to say bread in Portuguese. The thing is that a light bulb goes off in your head. This is an example of an active recall. You essentially pulled the word out of your memory. Alternatively, if you approached the shop and saw a sign with the word bread in Portuguese, this would count as a passive recall. You saw the word and then matched it to its meaning. Passive recall is much easier and creates a false sense of progress. However, recognizing a word when you see it doesn't mean it is in your active memory and that you're able to quickly remember it in real-life situations, such as a conversation with a colleague. That's why multiple-choice matching games in some language learning apps are fun, but often ineffective. To give this all a bit of historical background, the concept of spaced repetition has its roots in the field of psychology and the study of memory. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, psychologists were beginning to investigate how people learn and remember information and how the frequency and timing of exposure to information affects memory retention. One of the earliest pioneers in this field was German psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus, who conducted extensive research on memory and forgetting. Ebbinghaus found that people tend to forget information rapidly in the first few days after learning it, but that the rate of forgetting gradually slows down over time. Building on Ebbinghaus's work, other psychologists began to develop theories of spaced repetition and to investigate the best ways to use repetition to improve memory retention. They found that by spacing out the repetition of information, learners were able to reinforce their memory and retain the information for a longer period of time. In the 1960s and 1970s, computer scientists and engineers began to develop computer programs that could implement spaced repetition algorithms, allowing learners to practice recalling information at increasing intervals. These programs were primarily used for vocabulary building and language learning, but have since been applied to a wide range of other fields, including medicine, science, and engineering. Today, spaced repetition is widely recognized as a highly effective and efficient method for building memory and improving learning outcomes. There are many software programs, apps, and websites that implement spaced repetition algorithms, making it easier than ever for learners to incorporate spaced repetition into their study routines. In conclusion, the history of spaced repetition is rooted in the field of psychology and the study of memory, and has its roots in the pioneering work of psychologists such as Hermann Ebbinghaus. Over the past century, spaced repetition has been widely researched and refined, and has become a widely recognized and effective method for improving memory retention and learning outcomes. In the following segments, I'll cover some of the benefits you'll get, the different systems you can use, and finally, a practical plan you can follow to boost your memory and vocabulary. Okay, so let's talk about the good stuff. You know, what's in it for you? There are many benefits to using spaced repetition, and there are many different applications of the system. A general advantage of the technique is that it simply helps you memorize better. Improving your memory should be your number one goal when applying the technique, as that is what the method truly excels at. Besides improving memory, these are some of the most significant benefits of spaced repetition. It continually re-exposes you to information at spaced intervals. It helps your brain build memories that have high levels of storage strength. It increases the time spent actively rehearsing a memory in your brain rather than passively consuming information. Allows for consolidation of new information with old related knowledge that has already been stored in long-term memory, making it easier to retrieve and recall the information at later dates. Having a predictable, spaced repetition schedule teaches your brain to predict when it will next see the material and respond with greater alertness and attention, making it easier for information in that time frame to be encoded into long-term memory. You know that, as humans, our brains have evolved to be excellent at recognizing patterns. The technique allows you to break up larger tasks into smaller chunks of work spaced at intervals throughout the day. For example, break one chapter into three sections, which is an approach called chunking. Earlier, I mentioned the work of Hermann Ebbinghaus. Well, he developed this graph that we now call the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve. And it is a graph that represents the way information is forgotten over time. This forgetting curve starts with near-perfect recall. In the beginning, you are capable of remembering almost everything, if not all, of what have studied. But as a person continues to forget the material, the curve flattens until the bottom line, where the person can't remember anything at all about what was studied. Spaced repetition uses the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve to its advantage by recalling information at strategic times and not letting the curve reach the bottom. The method forces you to review the information before your brain has a chance to forget all the information. I know I'm getting too technical, but what's important here, though, is that our memory becomes stronger when we revisit information after forgetting some of it. This is a concept called the theory of disuse. This means that not only do we avoid losing the information by using spaced repetition, but we also strengthen these memories by letting ourselves partially forget the information and then strengthening it again using recall. The question of the optimal time intervals for spaced repetition has been studied for decades. While there is no clear answer to this day, there is no shortage of proposed algorithms. These algorithms tend to have different goals, but they all unite in their mission to calculate the most optimal intervals for maximizing the benefits of the spacing effect. What this means is that there is not a definite answer to the question, how often should I repeat the information I've studied? The simple answer to that is, it depends. The frequency with which an item of vocabulary should be repeated in order to remember it depends on various factors, such as your prior knowledge and experience with the word, your memory capacity, and the amount of time you have available for study. However, the general consensus among experts in the field of spaced repetition is that the optimal frequency for repetition is one that gradually increases over time. This allows the learner to review the word frequently at first, when it is still fresh in their memory, and then less frequently as they become more familiar with it. For example, a common spaced repetition schedule might be to review a word after an initial period of time, let's say 1 day, then again after a slightly longer interval, for example, 3 days, and then again after an even longer interval, think of 1 week. This gradual increase in interval allows the learner to reinforce their memory of the word, while also allowing them to focus on learning new words and not become overwhelmed by too much information. The exact frequency of repetition will vary from person to person, and that learners should experiment with different schedules to find the one that works best for them. Additionally, it's also important to remember that spaced repetition is just one of many tools that can be used to help with vocabulary building, and that other strategies, such as using flashcards, reading, and writing, can also be helpful. In the following section, I'll tell you about the different systems you can use. There are four popular examples of spaced repetition systems: SuperMemo, Anki, Leitner System, and a half-life regression. I know, the names don't tell you much, but I'll try to explain them as easily as possible. First, we have the SuperMemo spaced repetition algorithms, which are some of the most commonly used worldwide. These algorithms have been in continuous development and optimization since 1982, when Dr. Piotr Wozniak from Poland — it sounds like Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, had a brother — well, he developed his first SuperMemo algorithm for the DOS, the SM0. Piotr Wozniak is actually a well-respected authority in the spaced repetition sphere, named the inventor of a technique to turn people into geniuses by Wired magazine in 2008. Throughout the years, Piotr Wozniak has invested much of his time and energy into optimizing his Super Memo spaced repetition algorithms. Perhaps the most famous version of the Super Memo algorithm was the SM2, developed by Wozniak in the late 1980s. The SM2 is likely best known for being the spaced repetition algorithm on which the open-source Anki software is based. The latest SuperMemo algorithm that I could find is the SM18, released in 2019. However, the algorithm requires licensing, and you can only access it by buying yourself a license or taking one of the SuperMemo language learning courses. Some of the benefits of the SuperMemo spaced repetition algorithms include its ability to provide accurate difficulty estimations for flashcards and the algorithm's ability to adapt to the learner based on the individuality of their brain and memory. For power learners, the SuperMemo series of spaced repetition algorithms appears very promising, but their usage remains limited due to licensing requirements and an aging user interface. SuperMemo offers free and premium courses. All premium language courses can be accessed in a single auto-renewable subscription. The first month of your subscription is free. After the first free month, the regular monthly price of around $7, the actual price is in Polish zloty. Prices differ from country to country depending on local taxes and currency rates. The exact price and currency will be quoted with the confirmation of purchase. Along with the subscription, you can also add an unlimited number of memo cards, create more private courses, up to 100, consisting of 100,000 cards each, as compared to free users who are limited to 10 courses consisting of 1,000 cards, and you get more storage space, 200 megabytes instead of 50 megabytes, for the images and sounds that you add to your courses. Anki is one of the world's most popular flashcard-based spaced repetition systems. The algorithm is an open-source system that can be used for free by all students, except for the Anki iOS app, which costs $24.99. Second, we have the Anki system is becoming increasingly popular among medical students, language learners, and other students who need to memorize large quantities of facts and principles. The system is also beneficial for those who like to review their flashcards on a mobile device, as the Anki app is available for iOS and Android devices. Anki also allows you to create custom flashcards with custom scheduling, which is useful when you want to customize your calendar based on upcoming test dates and free time. Perhaps the most important thing to note about Anki is its shareability. By that, I'm referring to being able to share Anki decks online easily. Because of the widespread use of Anki, you can find an optimized deck on just about any topic. There's the Pepper deck, Lightyear deck, UWorld deck, and many more. There really is no alternative to the Anki community when it comes to the widespread availability of flashcard decks to choose from. While the Anki algorithms may not be as fine-tuned and optimized as the SM series of algorithms, the user-friendliness and choice of decks still make Anki a very appealing option. The Leitner system is one of the earliest rehearsal algorithms that involves reviewing study materials, flashcards, at fixed spacing intervals. The algorithm was developed by Sebastian Leitner, a German science journalist, in 1972, and it's commonly used to this day because of its simplicity and effectiveness. Some learners, however, consider the Leitner system outdated because of the existence of more modern algorithms such as SuperMemo and Anki. The original Leitner system only uses three boxes with fixed intervals, while modern spaced repetition algorithms offer more features that are more customizable depending on your needs as a learner. Despite that, if you're a learner that enjoys writing flashcards by hand and feeling the physical touch of your flashcards, the Leitner system offers an excellent spaced repetition algorithm to get started. In theory, spaced repetition is a simple concept. However, in practice, spaced repetition is not always as easy to follow through with. You need to take care of a few things for spaced repetition to be effective. For one, the intervals between repetitions must remain consistent. This does not mean fixed, even if it feels like there isn't any progress being made at first. And you have to make sure to take the time to create an efficient study session structure for yourself, whether based on flashcards or something else. Keep in mind that the goal of using spaced repetition is to build up knowledge over time. Efficient learning takes time. There are the four steps you need to take to use spaced repetition. Plan the spacing intervals of your study sessions. Review and study the information for the first time. Recall the information at the first spacing interval. Keep recalling the information at chosen spacing intervals. Step 1. Plan the spacing intervals of your study sessions. The first step of using spaced repetition is planning the spacing of your study sessions. This is perhaps the most crucial step of the entire process because it will serve as the foundation for your study system. The optimal intervals depend on many factors, such as the complexity of the topic, the scale of the topic, your learning capacity, any pre-existing knowledge on the topic. All these factors will influence how you plan your spaced repetition study sessions. Thus, there's no single magic formula for choosing the spacing of your study sessions. However, one of the most common ways of choosing spacing intervals involves doubling the spacing after every interval. At its most basic, it's the algorithm that SuperMemo uses, and it involves these repetitions. Day 1, repetition 1. Day 7, repetition 2. Day 16, repetition 3. Day 35, repetition 4. This system provides a basic outline for remembering information without overloading your brain with new information too often. Try experimenting with different intervals to see what works best for you. Step 2. Review and study the information for the first time. The second step of spaced repetition is to review and study your learning materials for the first time. To do this, make sure to set aside enough time and comfortable study space to fully cover the topic without distraction. Studying the material for the first time includes going through your highlights, questions, or areas that need more attention, as well as reading any supplementary materials suggested by your instructor. When reviewing your materials for the first time, make sure to take your time. This will save you time in upcoming repetitions. This is one of the hardest and most time-consuming steps of the spaced repetition method. But try not to worry if it's difficult now. After doing this once, you'll have an easier time recalling concepts during subsequent repetitions. Step 3. Recall the information at the first spacing interval. Now that you have studied and reviewed the concepts for the first time, it's time to start using repetition. When repeating the materials for the first time, try to follow the same steps you followed for studying and reviewing. This will help you strengthen the pre-existing memories you acquired during step 2 rather than forming new memories, which is a more time-consuming and cognitively demanding process. The first study session should be shorter than subsequent sessions so that more effort will go toward recalling information rather than learning new material. This also ensures that the following repetitions will have fresher content in which they can build off of each other without interference from previously learned concepts, as memory fades over time. Step 4. Keep recalling the information at chosen spacing intervals. Having finished your first repetition, all you need to do now is to keep going through the same learning process by recalling the same information at optimal intervals. When going through each cycle of spaced repetition, it is essential to keep in mind that the intervals should be spaced out so as not to overwhelm your memory and make it difficult to recall what has been learned. Stick to the schedule you chose in step 1 and have trust in your system. Spaced repetition takes time to show results, but once it does, you'll be more than happy with what you've achieved. In summary, the main takeaways from this discussion of spaced repetition are, and this is very important for you to follow through, spaced repetition is a method of learning where information is reviewed at increasing intervals in order to reinforce memory. The optimal frequency of repetition will vary from person to person and depends on various factors such as the individual's prior knowledge, memory capacity, and available study time. A common spaced repetition schedule is to review an item of vocabulary after an initial period of time, then again after a slightly longer interval, and then again after an even longer interval. Spaced repetition is just one of many tools that can be used for vocabulary building, and it is important to incorporate other strategies, such as using flashcards, reading, and writing into a study plan. In terms of a final advice, it's important to remember that spaced repetition is not a magic solution for learning vocabulary, but rather a tool that can be used to help make the learning process more efficient and effective. Additionally, it is important to experiment with different spaced repetition schedules to find the one that works best for you, and to remember that the key success is consistent, deliberate practice. Remember that the key to improving your skills is constant work. I'm sorry, but I'm not reinventing the wheel here. And as I usually tell my students, the magic trick of learning English or improving on your listening skills, writing skills, speaking skills, is that there's no magic trick. It's just work. And this is the end of today's episode. Thank you very much. I didn't want to make this episode too long because I know that it's packed with a lot of information, so it's pretty intense, and you might probably want to save it for later because you will need to listen to it again and take notes. Remember that you can revisit. I think it would be a good idea if you just bookmark your favorite episodes of my podcast and then from time to time, listen to them again. And this would be a great way to practice spaced repetition, at least as a way of doing a little bit of passive recall. Once again, thank you very much. I love you all. And until next week, bye-bye.